Just continuing this introduction to the business environment course, we were talking about two distinguishing characteristics of the present phase of globalization. The first, I think, is what we might call informationalism. And the second is related to this. It's the technological revolution that's happened. It's a science-based revolution. And one of the implications of this revolution is that, you know, we're able to generate algorithms that are capable of doing many of the tasks that we thought only human beings could do. So that we're developing computers that can, with algorithms, that can solve problems. Or some types of problems much more effectively than human beings can. And it's also becoming possible to build the kind of software that enables computers themselves to develop algorithms, even algorithms that, you know, we as human beings can't understand, that they're beyond us. So it does raise a question of what human beings are about. And it could be, I think, that as a result of computers taking over many of our so-called intellectual tasks, that we start to think about other aspects of human, you know, that distinguishes us as human beings, the capacity for empathy, the capacity for concern about others, and maybe, you know, thinking in a different at a different level, maybe the spiritual aspects of life will come back to the prominence that they had before the Industrial Revolution. Although, of course, this will be in an entirely new form. But what some people, particularly people who talk about the singularity, people who talk about the singularity, people like Kurzweil, and you can look him up on the internet if you like. But people who talk about the singularity say that, you know, we've reached a point where the technological revolution will actually jump us into quite a different phase of life, a kind of phase transition, in just the same way as when water reaches a certain temperature, it undergoes a phase transition that the liquid becomes steam, you know, to use a simplistic example, if you like. The technological revolution will involve some kind of jump from one state to a particular, you know, to a new state which is unrecognizable. And I'll talk a bit about the singularity and talk a bit about the the prospects for the global economy. And indeed, one of the things I'll ask you to do as part of your assignment is to do some scenario analysis about the future prospects of the Russian economy and the Russian social system. And in that way, I'd like you to do some not just conventional thinking, but some blue skies thinking about the future. Indeed, think about, you know, think beyond the usual boundaries that constrain our imagination. Now, so far, I've really emphasised the macro aspects of the business environment course, the big picture. But as I said, I'll try and center it on project management and ideas which follow from project management, looking at the supply side, you know, projects supply products which people demand. And you know, this is part of the economic analysis of demand and supply. But if we focus on the supply side, I've already talked about the impact of the technological revolution. But one of the things that's happening on the supply side is that in many industries, the marginal costs, the extra costs of producing another unit, another product, are almost zero. If you think of the extra cost of another call to the supplier on a mobile telephone, what are the extra costs as far as the supplier is concerned? If you think of the extra costs of an additional pill as far as a pharmaceutical company is concerned, what you find that these marginal costs are negligible. And this is happening, you know, across the new economy, across the, you know, the new products that have developed as a result of the current phase of globalization. You know, and what's happened, there's been a shift of the balance between fixed costs and variable costs, between, if you like, fixed costs and marginal costs, because marginal costs are costs which vary with output, variable costs. So the proportion of fixed costs, upfront expenses in the form of marketing, sales, promotion, technologies, training, all these are aspects of fixed or sunk costs. The ratio of these fixed or sunk costs to variable costs has increased. And that does mean that there's really complex problems arise about how to price products in both a fair way as far as customers are concerned, and also a way which enables firms to retrieve their investment expenditures that take place at the beginning of projects. And we should note that many of these investment costs are not concerned with building up physical capital, but building up human capital in the form of training, and also building up communications, building up the information system with customers, the information system in the form of advertising, promotion, branding, and all those things that are associated with marketing.